widow of David Dorn at RNC, looters streamed my husband's execution as our grandson watched on Facebook. By John Binder on August 27, 2020. Ann Dorn, the widow of murdered 77-year-old retired police captain David Dorn, told her husband's story on the fourth night of the Republican National Convention, RNC. On June 2, according to police, Dorn was guarding Lee's Pawn and Jewelry in St. Louis as riots, fires, and looting broke out. Surveillance footage, police said, shows Dorn arriving at the pawn shop, which had already been looted by 24-year-old convicted felon Stephen Cannon and other men. That is when Cannon can allegedly be seen on the footage approaching the corner of the pawn shop with a gun, and it is at this time that Dorn was shot, killed, and left on the sidewalk bleeding. Dorn's murder was live-streamed on Facebook. "As I slept, looters were ransacking the shop," Dorn said. "They shot and killed Dave in cold blood and live-streamed the execution and his last moments on this earth. Dave's grandson was watching the video on Facebook in real time, not realizing he was watching his own grandfather dying on the sidewalk. I learned of all this around 4 a.m. when our doorbell rang. The chief of police was standing outside. I wondered why Dave had not answered the door. It wasn't uncommon for him to be up watching TV at that time. I called out to him several times. No reply. He wasn't there. I let in the chief." Fighting back tears, he uttered the words every officer's spouse dreads. "I relive that horror in my mind every single day. My hope is that having you relive it with me now will help shake this country from the nightmare we are witnessing in our cities and bring about positive, peaceful change." Dorn thanked President Trump for his commitment to aiding local communities in restoring law and order. "President Trump has offered federal help to restore order in our communities," Dorn said. "In a time when police departments are short on resources and manpower, we need that help. We should accept that help. We must heal before we can effect change, but we cannot heal amid devastation and chaos. President Trump knows we need more Davids in our communities, not fewer," Dorn said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.